professors. Thank you so much for making me more confident and making the person that I am today. I might not be your favorite student or best student, but I'm telling you the impact that you have made in my life that has made me the person that I am. So I'm grateful, and my prayer is that God will continue to bless all of you as you continue to serve, so that every student comes in here who meets you will be blessed through your service. Let me pray. Lord, you know us. You know each and every one of us seated here much more better than we know ourselves. You know what we need to hear. Speak to us this morning, Lord. And as I stand here to speak on your behalf, one thing I do, Lord, that I surrender everything to your care. May you come and take complete control of this service, Lord. Speak to us in a way that you will want to speak to us, Lord. Renew us by your power, Lord. We commit our time, all of us, to your care. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The good thing about staying here in the seminary, like, we have a great privilege to experience our intercultural community, intercultural experience here. So we not just only learn from the class, but even outside, we also learn from our fellow students and the community here. And I'm so grateful and thankful for everything that I've been learning and receiving from the community. Just starting our family, and we are so blessed to be here. I'm telling you, I'm experiencing God through each and every one of you. We don't see God. I've never seen God, but I can see God in people. So let's continue to live out Christ, God, in our life as we continue to live together as one. Amen? And one thing that I like is the chapel, and even though there are a lot, like, you have to go to class, but you have chapel Tuesday, Thursday, and even Wednesday, koinonia. But I think I've shared this in our koinonia when I was single in Dr. Cunningham's koinonia. I said, the amazing thing about the Word of God is you never get tired, right? Amen? You'll keep on listening in the class, from class after class, and in chapel, koinonia, in your fellowship, you keep on listening. But the more you listen, what I've learned is the more you want to learn, the more you want to keep on listening. So it's so amazing. And it's not, like I said, not only from the professors, but we also learn from our fellow students. And one person that I want to mention, I really enjoyed Pastor August preaching. You know why? The first time I heard him preach was, he spoke about cats. Those days, we have a lot of cats here in our campus. And he spoke about cats. And I realized that we have a lot to learn from the things around us. Like, something that was very powerful to me. And not just cats, but he also spoke about microphone, if you will remember. And I think a lot of things he has preached about here. So when I got this opportunity from our Reverend Sherry, I was thinking, what should I share? Maybe I can look around and find some things. But Pastor August finished it. So I cannot find anything here in the campus. So I found something from outside. So I want us to learn from the life of an eagle today. Amen. There are a lot of things that we can learn. And here, today our topic, we want to learn renewed life, a renewed life like that of an eagle. Where in our passage, which our brother have already read to us, it says, who satisfy your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. Amen. You will be renewed like an eagle. What is that? And if we go and read the whole passage again here, King David, he was speaking to his own self, speaking to himself, reminding himself to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. See, I just recently graduated for people who are new, just last year. And I know the struggle as a seminarian is real. Sometimes you think you cannot do it, you will face those kind of assignments. Sometimes you feel like giving up. I've never done this and I will never do it. Sometimes you can. But I'm telling you, in those times, like you feel like you forget who our God is. That's why King David says, praise the Lord. See, many, and in other version, in NRSV, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it says, bless the Lord, my soul. See, many times we ask God, bless me with this, that. We are very smart in asking God to bless us. But how about we bless the Lord, my soul, even when you have a lot, even when you don't have anything, even when you have only one potato in your basket. How about that? Do we bless his name in all time? And he also said, and remember, and don't forget all his benefit as we go through, as we face the struggles here as a seminarian. Never forget who our God is. Never forget what he has done for us. That's why he said, do not forget all his benefits, that he forgive your sins, heals us from diseases, redeem us from the pit of life, crowns us with love and compassion. How beautiful that is. And he satisfy your desires, our desire, with good things, so that our youth is renewed like an eagle. After all these good promises that God satisfy us, he renew us like an eagle. And have you ever wondered why an eagle is used as an analogy of being renewed here? Why? What is that God want us to learn from the life of an eagle? How many of us have seen an eagle? Sorry, I forgot to ask this. Okay, a lot of us. Okay, how many of you know the lives of an eagle? Okay, we have at least one, two of us. That's good. Here, in our passage, in our topic today, we are to be renewed like that of an eagle, as he satisfies us with good things. And not only here in a passage, but even in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 40, verse 13, it says, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, and they will soar on wings like an eagle. And say, even youth, they stumble and fall, they grow tired, they grow weary. But those who hope in the Lord, those who put their trust in God, they renew their strength and they soar on wings like eagle. Why is that like an eagle? So let's learn. There are a lot of things, as I did my research on the life of an eagle, there are a lot of fascinating things that we can learn from a life of an eagle. But I just picked some of them. So let's learn. Let's see what we can learn from the life of an eagle today. We know that this eagle, they are among the largest and the most powerful bird in the world. And sometimes they are used as a symbol of strength, courage, and bravery, right? And so, as we look in our passage and try to learn from this, one thing that we can learn from the life of an eagle is they can fly in the storm. When storm comes, all the other birds, the lesser birds, I will say, they try to hide, find a secure place where they can be safe. And they will come out when the storm passed. But this eagle, they will spread their mighty wings and fly in the storm with the help of the thermal wind. Wow. They take advantage of the very storm that the lesser bird are afraid of. And they learn to fly on that. And even ABJ Abdul Kalam, he said, all birds find shelter during a rain, but eagle avoids the rain by flying above the cloud. Amazing, right? We, Christian, how do we face the storm of life, challenges that comes in our life, with those assignments that comes in our ways, challenges, difficulties? Do we fly above? We are to be renewed like an eagle. When storm comes, when other birds hide, they fly above the storm. And another very important thing that we need to learn as a Christian from a life of an eagle is they soar without actually flapping their wings. Do you know that? Other birds, like crow or the smaller birds, right? They use their wind, they use their energy too much, but they don't fly very far. They get tired fast. And it is said that the eagles, they can die if they use too much energy in flapping their wings. So they have to learn how to wait on the thermal wind so that they can fly with the help of the thermal wind. Just spread their mighty wind, what they have. And they fly with the help of that thermal wind. Wow. See, we are like this eagle. The wings of an eagle represent our faith, our belief in God, our trust in God. And the thermal wind where the eagle fly represent the Holy Spirit. Trust not by his own power, not by his own energy, but by trusting, learning how to fly in a thermal wind. That is amazing. And as a result of that, that they were able to learn how to fly with the help of thermal wind, eagles are also considered master flyer. They can fly as high to heights where no other birds can go. They can fly as high as where our aeroplanes fly. Wow. That is what I found. We Christian, we can also become master flyer. If only we learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit. How to trust in the Holy Spirit so that like the eagles, depend on a thermal wind which help him to take to heights where no other birds can go. In the same way, we Christian can also go to heights to be taken where we cannot even imagine if we only learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit. The word of God is very clear to us in Zechariah 4:6. It says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This is what God said. Not by your strength, not by your own capabilities, not because you have good English, not because you are rich. We are spiritual people, amen? We are born of the Spirit. In the book of Acts, we are called for a Spirit-empowered mission. We partner with the Holy Spirit. Whatever we accomplish, we allow the Spirit to work through us as we love, as we forgive, as we share the fruit of the Spirit, live out the fruit of the Spirit in us, we allow the Spirit of God to become who He is in us. Amen? We partner with the Spirit of God. Another very important thing that we need to learn is eagles are very bold, courageous, and powerful. Eagles have been seen engaging with poisonous snake like this, tearing their head with its strong beak. And not only that, like I said, they can fly in a storm where the other birds are afraid of. That's how bold, courageous, and powerful they are. That's why we are called to be renewed like that of an eagle. How do you fight your enemy? When Satan, your enemy, bring your weakness, your challenges, difficulties, your financial problem, your requirement problem, your weakness, when it attack you, how do you face? Do you face boldly? Do you face courageously or powerfully like that of an eagle? Or do you hide like those other birds? Fight your battle like an eagle. It is said that the eagle don't fight snake in the ground. But what they do is pick the snake up into the sky, its enemy, and change the battleground. Where the snake has no stamina, where the snake has no balance, where the snake is weak, useless, and vulnerable. Unlike in the ground where it is powerful, wise, and deadly. Take up your fight in a spiritual realm, being a spiritual people, where God takes charge of your fight, where God will fight for us. Amen? Don't do it when you think you cannot do it. That's the time you need to call out. That's the time when you need to let the Holy Spirit take complete control of your battle. It's not your fight. We're partnering with the Spirit of God. Amen? God is in our side, and who can be against us? Amen? We can be courageous, bold, and powerful when, if only we allow Him to partner with us. Whew! That's amazing. Fight your battle on your knee. Then the victory will be yours. And another very fascinating thing, quality that we can learn from an eagle, they have two set of eyes. The first set of eye is this one, their natural eye, where they use that in their when they're in a resting mood. But when they fly in a storm, their second set of eye come in, this one. Come in on them. And it protects them as they use to navigate through. Because it says that the storm can easily damage their natural eye. So what the second set of eye does is it comes out and give protection to their natural eye so that they can navigate through the storm. And their eye is safe. Likewise, we Christian, do you believe we too, as spiritual people, do you think we too also have two set of eyes? Yes, we do have two set of eyes. Let's see. The first set of eyes is our natural eye. Right now I'm using it. Maybe when I love you don't see it, but I have. See, we have two set of eyes. Our natural eye, which we use to look the natural world that we live in. And the other set of eye is the eye of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The eye of the Holy Spirit is always there for us. We believe that we have the Spirit of God partnering with us. So the eye of the Holy Spirit is always available for us to see things from His perspective. How do you look at your problems, your struggles, your enemy's attack? Don't try to look it from your own understanding, from your own angle and perspective. Your eyes will be damaged. You will not be able to see it. But when you use the eye of the Holy Spirit, you can see beyond what people cannot see. You can see. You can believe beyond what people cannot even believe. Amen? And it is said that the eagles, they have the longest lifespan. They can live up to 70 years. Wow. they will become Lola and Lolo. Up to 70 years. But in order to reach that stage, they have to go through, they have to make a very hard decision. Because it says that when they reach their 40s, this long and flexible tendon can no longer grab their prey, which served them as food. And not only that problem, but in their 40s, even their long beak, they become bent. And it's old-aged and heavy winds due to their thick feathers stick to their chest and make it difficult to fly. That powerful, mightyful bird becomes so weak when they reach their 40s. And they're left with only two options to make. Whether to die with that problem or to choose to go through a very painful process of change for 150 days. Wow. Not just one day, not just two, not just a month. If I'm not mistaken, it's up to 5 months. They have to go through that painful process of change in order to get that renewed life and live for another 30 years. So when they decide to go through that painful process of change, this is what they do. The eagle will fly up to the mountain. And this is what they do. They will keep knocking at the rock with their beak. Even though it is painful, the eagle will keep on knocking with its beak until the old beak come out. When the old beak come out, they will then wait for another for some time. There is waiting again. They will wait for the new beak to come out. And when the new beak come out, they will use it to pluck out their own talons. It's painful, but in order to get a renewed life, she has to pluck it out. And when she plucked it out, she will then wait for another time again to let the new tendons come out again. And when the new tendons come out, she will then use its new tendon to pluck out all aged feathers, all the old aged feathers from its body. It's painful, but she has to remove it. She has to pluck it out, everything, in order to get a new feathers, a renewed life. Wow. And after 5 months, and wait for another time, and after 5 months, the eagle then take its famous flight of rebirth and live for another 30 years, which make them the longest lifespan. Amen? So painful, right? That the eagle have to go through that in order to get that renewed life and live for another. There is hope, but you have to go through a painful process to remove your old self. I'm sure it's not easy. Maybe it's not easy to remove your ego, your pride, your weaknesses that you have. But in order for us to have a renewed life that, like an eagle, we have to remove it. Maybe God has brought us here for a reason. Maybe God has led you to the situation that you are right in now for a reason. Like the eagle has to keep on knocking against the rock, even though it is painful. What if it's God? Why do I have to do my research methodology, right? Why do I have to write my research paper? This, that. But what if it's God who have brought you here to this culture, to this setting, to this situation where you have to lean on and trust in to live by faith? Maybe God has brought us here so that you will have that renewed life to make you more fruitful, more productive, more effective in your ministry. to give you this renewed life as we continue. If it is God who's telling you, no matter how painful it is, let's remove it in the power of the Holy Spirit and get that renewed life. I want to end with this story. Maybe I'm not supposed to say a pregnant eagle, but let me say a pregnant eagle for the sake of, to make it simple. There was a pregnant eagle. It was flying up there in the sky, enjoying the view, just soaring up there. Maybe many of us knows this story, but let me share this. Flying up there, enjoying the view as usual there, without knowing the time that it's time for her to lay her eggs. So when she was up there enjoying the view, just looking around, as soon as she realized that it's her time to lay her egg, no, she has to make her emergency landing. See, just recently, we have our baby, Irafi. It was 1 a.m. in the morning, but we have to go when the labor started. See, it's not that you can wait for your, you have to go. So we went up to the birthing home. So here, the eagle was up there in the sky enjoying, no matter what, but she has to look for a secured place where she can lay her eggs. So when she was looking down to find the perfect place, secured place where she can lay her eggs, with that sharp eyes, she saw a mother hen hatching her eggs in a very calm and peaceful place. So without wasting any moment, the eagle thought, yes, this is what I'm looking for. She made her emergency landing there. Of course, the mother hen will come out and run away because they're afraid of the eagles. So when the mother hen came out leaving her eggs and ran away, without wasting any moment, the eagle went in there and lay her eggs, mixing with the eggs of the hen. After that great relief, she came out and flew away. To make the story short, the mother hen came back looking for her eggs, and so it's there. She didn't know that there was multiplication. She just went in there. She said and started hatching again. Days goes by, and it's time for them to come out from the eggshells. The chicken came out, even the eaglets, they came out. The brown, yellow, black, they all came. Oh, you're black, you're white, they all came out. So even those eaglets, they thought, because they have their mother hen, they thought they're chicken. So they eat like chicken. They play like chicken. They sleep like chicken. They didn't know that they are also eagle. So they have a chicken lifestyle. So one day, when they were playing as usual and roaming with all of their friends, they saw an eagle flying up in the sky. And this is what the eaglet said. Oh, how I wish I can fly like those eagles. Oh, how I wish I can fly. They just admired. They didn't know that they can also fly like them. They didn't know that they have also the blood of an eagle because their parents are eagle. They didn't know. They are just raised by a mother chicken there. So they live like chicken. They eat like chicken. They also die like chicken in KFC. See, if they know that they are also eagle, if they give a try, trust in the wing that they have, they will be able to fly. But they didn't know that. What does the Bible say? The Bible says we are all sons and daughters of God in many passages. No matter in what situation you are in, maybe I was born in a broken family, like I always say. Maybe I'm a poor village boy. Maybe I don't know how to speak English before. Maybe I didn't have the money before to come here. Maybe many of you have the same situation like me. But have you ever trust in yourself the way that God has made you? Because Satan will use anything to deceive you, to make you think who you are not. If God can do miracle in my life, if God was faithful in my life to make me finish my MD even without having a single peso from home, then why not in you? God can do it again in your life. If God was faithful to the past students here in APNTS, God also is faithful to you. Like we all know, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never change. Amen? Unchanging God is the God that we believe. As we have our theme for this year, let this be our prayer. Do it again in my time, Lord. Do it in my life again. He will do it again, amen. Believe that He will do it again. From 2015 till now, I've been staying here in APNTS, even though I have already graduated. And for me, APNTS is not just Asia Pacific Nazarene Theological Seminary. But for me, APNTS, like I always say, is always prepare. Never, never turn back, but soar higher. Amen? Never turn back when those difficulties come and attack you. But always be prepared to fly above the storm. To fly above like those eagles. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and fly like those eagles. Soar on wings like eagles. Shall we all stand as we conclude with our response song? I want us to close our eyes and just get away from where you are right now. Just you and God. If in any way, if God has spoken to us this morning, if there is anything that you want to surrender to God and have that renewed life like an eagle, and if you feel like you need support, you need prayer from this community, you're most welcome as our worship team lead us in songs.